Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Patrick Flaherty, and that's a good Irish name. I probably just butchered the end of it. It's Flaherty. So we know you have all the Catholics down in Cypress, Texas, right?
Yes. No problem there.
All right. So you're in Texas. You're actually a flooring American retailer who I just met last week at the CCA meeting. And I thought it'd be good to interview you and just kind of get a feel for what you got out of the meeting.
Okay. Well, I think that the Flooring America Convention this year was probably the most productive that I've seen in years. I think the economy was the first thing. It just really sets that important venue that, hey, you know, we need to roll up our sleeves, we need to work hard, and we're going to get through this thing. And so they had a whole lot of good, useful tools that we could learn, new approaches, whether it's e-commerce or the internet or dealing with the customers that come in the store, how to retain the best customers. It was just basically back to basics.
Okay. You know, I spoke to you briefly when you were at the meeting, and you said another thing, that one of the reasons you go every year is the network, the friendship with the people who are kind of going through the same thing. That's pretty important to you, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, and that was a bonus that I never really expected. When I looked at joining Flooring America Cooperative, I knew the importance that I would get out of my business. But what I really gained as a bonus was some just wonderful, genuine friendship with not only Flooring America Corporate, but just other dealers and other owners that I can relate to. You know, so many times you have a wonderful friend, and your friend's a car dealer or, you know, whatever salesperson this is, or an accountant, but you can't really you can't relate everything. But with these guys, man, I just relate to everything that they do because it's our lives. Mm-hmm. It's our livelihood.
Well, let's get some background information. How long have you been a Flooring America member?
I've been a Flooring America member for about 6 years now. I've been in the flooring business about 18 years.
All right. And do you have one store in Cypress?
I have two stores. One in Cypress and one in the Woodlands, Texas.
Okay, great. And some people have said that Texas hadn't seen a recession, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's not necessarily true. I wish it were.
Yeah. Well,
I will say that we've been very blessed compared to other parts of the country. We haven't seen it like a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a quick question. One of the things that I think a lot of people are curious about, what's the difference between Flooring America and, say, Carpet One?
I would have to say that Flooring America is just more of an aggressive group, probably a little younger in demographics. I think that we will embrace new ideas probably a little bit better than possibly some people at Carpet One. I think they're a wonderful group. They do things really well. And, you know, we're the same in a whole lot of aspects, but I just would say that Flooring America is a little younger and aggressive.
Okay. Yeah, a minute ago, at the beginning of this interview, you mentioned this whole e-commerce and internet, and I know that was a lot of the conversation that went on. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing, if you can, without getting into anything proprietary.
Well, the big focus one of the main focuses that we had at convention was how the customer is changing. Mm-hmm. And the demographic of the customer, the age of the customer, and I have two kids in college, and I see how they do things. Everything that they do is on the internet, whether it's from their iPhone, if they're going to make a reservation at a restaurant, if they're going to buy some clothes, or they need movie tickets. Everything that they do is on the internet. And the research that we've done shows that our customer is doing the same thing. So what Flooring America has come up with is how to make that customer our customer. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to be smart, we have to be able to be wise, and know that the customer is going to the internet, and we need to capture that. So they've come up with some wonderful products and some tools that will help us gain an advantage, I think, in the e-commerce department.
Okay. So as you look at the research, I think there's been several studies that have been done to show the consumer, when they get ready to buy flooring, about 80% of them start out on the internet and do some research. And your goal, your ultimate goal, being a brick-and-mortar guy, is to get them in your store, right?
Correct.
All right. So how do you use e-commerce to get these people in the store?
Well, I think that I said correct, the idea is get them in the store. Uh-huh. But I think that's kind of an older mentality. You know, it used to be how I trained my staff was they call on the phone, get them in the store. I can close them in the store.
Yep.
I don't want to run all over town with samples. But that's changed. Mm-hmm. Some of these customers want to do business only in their home. They don't have time to come to the store.
I see.
So now if they're on a website and they click on a Flooring America store, they may contact us and say, bring me product, come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So now we'll do what they want to do. If they want us to go to their house, we'll go to the house and show them product and close the sale.
I see. All right. What as you leave this convention just last week, did you come back and do anything differently that you weren't doing before?
Yes, I did. One of the big things is I'm 46 years old, so I'm kind of right in the middle of all this.
Right.
I understand computers somewhat, but I have not embraced the whole idea.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to myself get into more of this, whether it's a social site, say MySpace or
right.
Twitter, and really understanding how this works. And I think if I understand that, I think I'll understand our consumer in the future a lot better.
So you've decided that the computer's not going away and you're going to learn how to use it better as a tool. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Patrick. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us. We've been talking to Patrick Flaherty, who is down in Cypress, Texas, with two stores, a Flooring America member, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.